Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a woman has been arrested on suspicion of murder in connection with the disappearance of Kyron Dernan. The results of the National Inpatient Experience Survey 2024 have been launched today. The Social Democrats have suspended newly elected TD Owen Hayes. There have been calls for immediate government action to tackle the mental health crisis in the travelling community, and Gardaí are investigating an incident at the Cheshire Apartments in Letterkenny in which a car was broken into and the key was stolen. These stories in full plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have the latest sports news at around 15:15. But first, a woman has been arrested on suspicion of murder in connection with the disappearance of Kyron Dernan. The child, who would be 8 years old, is missing, presumed dead. Jessica Woodlock reports.
Kyron Dernan was reported missing from his home in County Louth in August, but Gardaí suspect he died over 2 years ago. A murder investigation was launched in October, about 6 weeks after Gardaí began searching for him. Soon afterward, Gardaí began searching the boy's former family home in Dundalk. The boy's family had lived there up to May of this year. A major appeal was launched at the time, with Gardaí urging anyone with any information, no matter how insignificant it may seem, to come forward. Today, a woman was arrested on suspicion of murder. She's being held at a Garda station in the east of the country and can be held for up to 24 hours.
The results of the National Inpatient Experience Survey 2024 have been launched today. 79% of survey participants who were admitted to Letterkenny University Hospital said they had a good to very good experience in the hospital. Of the 970 people admitted to LUH over the survey period and invited to participate, 367 took part, a response rate of 38%. With more, here's Dawn-Marie Doherty.
79% of people who were admitted to Letterkenny University Hospital said they had a good to very good overall experience, compared to 85% nationally. Care on the ward had the highest score, with 74% of people saying the hospital room or ward they stayed in was very clean. The overall rating of care experience for Letterkenny University Hospital was significantly lower than the national average. Score for admissions and overall care experience were lowered this year compared to 2 years ago. Nationally, 27% of people waited less than 6 hours for admissions at emergency departments. The figure here was 18%. The percentage of people who waited between 6 and 12 hours was 33%, both nationally and in Letterkenny. However, the figures for waiting 12 to 24 hours were higher in Letterkenny at 36%, compared to 27% nationally. Positive elements in Letterkenny included food, and areas for improvement included clear answers from doctors in the emergency department and on the ward, and patient confidence and trust in hospital staff.
The Social Democrats has suspended newly elected TD Owen Hayes. It's after he admitted to giving incorrect information about when he divested shares he had in a company that supplies software to the Israeli military. Tom Douglas has more.
The newly elected Dublin Bay South TD said he worked for a company called Palantir between 2015 and 17 in a role which had nothing to do with military contracts. As part of his salary, he was given shares. This morning, he claimed to have divested those shares, which were worth €199,000, before he got elected to Dublin City Council in June. However, this afternoon, he says it didn't happen until July. In a statement, he says he apologises for giving wrong information. The Social Democrats' deputy leader, Cian O'Callaghan, has said it's important to the media is given the truth, and for that reason Owen Hayes has been suspended with immediate effect.
Craig Hughes, political editor of the Irish Daily Mail, who broke the story, says Mr. Hayes had refused to reveal when he divested his shares.
23 times he was asked when he divested the shares. He gave a variation of answers, some that said before he entered politics, which would be before June when he was elected to the council, and others he just said in the last 12 months. And then hours later it was revealed that he sold the shares in July of this year, and that he, pre-tax, received €199,000.
Well, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are due to begin formal discussions this evening on the formation of a new government. The Labour leader spoke with the leaders of both parties this afternoon, while the Social Democrats will meet them tomorrow. There have been calls for immediate government action to tackle the mental health crisis in the travelling community. Members held a protest outside Leinster House this afternoon to coincide with International Human Rights Day. The National Traveller Mental Health Network says nobody is giving them a fighting chance when it comes to mental health. Senator Eileen Flynn says the new government must work together to help the growing problem.
Unfortunately, 1 in 11 deaths in our community is caused by suicide. Traveller men are 7 times more likely to die by suicide. Traveller women 6 times more likely to die by suicide. It's really a crisis within our community, and I think if it was in general population, it would be recognised as a crisis. And if I'm really, really honest, is that we have a mental health crisis in general. We see our mental health services are not fit for purpose. We don't have mental health supports for people in the general population either. So I think our next government needs to prioritise mental health and wellbeing, need to put money into the system and support our workers.
In recent years, social media and apps like TikTok and Instagram, people feel that they can write online whatever they want and they'll never be found out. Have you found that social media is one of the reasons that this crisis is happening?
I think we need laws when it comes to Meta, when it comes to X, and platforms the likes of X have got dramatically worse for people from minority groups, and including members of the traveller community. Fianna Fáil, they have a good manifesto when it comes to travellers. We're looking for other political parties to work with Fianna Fáil around their manifesto, but most importantly to have actions when it comes to implementing strategy plans and actions around traveller mental health.
Gardaí are investigating an incident at the Cheshire Apartments in Letterkenny in which a car was broken into and the key stolen. They're also renewing their appeal regarding a car stolen in town at the end of last month. Donal Kavanagh has this report.
At approximately 7:40 on Sunday evening last, 2 male youths opened a car parked outside the Cheshire Apartments, removed the key, locked the car and then left on foot up Long Lane, bringing the key with them. One was wearing a black hoodie and grey bottoms with the hood up. The other wore grey bottoms and a blue-black coat, again with the hood up. Anyone with information or dashcam footage is asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station. Garda are also renewing an appeal in relation to the theft of a black Ford Mondeo, registration number 162C6166. It was stolen from the Manterley Court car park in Letterkenny a week ago last Thursday on November 28th. The car has not yet been located. Anyone with information is being asked to come forward.
Questions are being asked after offers for social housing in Letterkenny were withdrawn last week. It's understood over 35 homes in Harmony Hill, Kiltoy under Clwyd were offered to people on Donegal County Council's housing list. However, after an issue developed in talks between Clwyd and the council, these offers were subsequently withdrawn. The two bodies are to meet in the coming days, with members promised an update after that. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says many people had put down deposits on furniture and now have nowhere to go.
Yeah, there's upwards of 36 units which were owned by Clwyd Housing, and the council, they were in negotiations with the council to take charge of them, and there was a number of people who were allocated the houses, and there's been ongoing discussions between Clwyd and Donegal County Council which haven't come to conclusion, and as a result of that the offer of the houses have now been withdrawn.
Coming up to Christmas and people looking for somewhere, this is another hit for people that this won't be happening.
Yeah, look, people are really disappointed and they're annoyed, and I can understand that. Some of the people have actually bought household items, sofas, chairs, curtains, stuff like that there for the put into the new house that they thought they were going to be receiving very soon. In the very near future, and because of some disagreement now between council and Clwyd Housing, this isn't going to happen, and it's a very disappointment for the families concerned. I would hope now that the council, when they meet with Clwyd over the next days, they can sort out their differences and that these houses will be reallocated to the families who have been informed that the houses were there for them. You know, the important thing is now is that the council moves swiftly to get an agreement with Clwyd and get these people into the houses before Christmas if possible.
Laya Healthcare has confirmed a review of the benefits it offers to members, with members in Donegal who avail of routine MRIs being impacted. As of the end of October, routine MRIs are no longer available in Offaly and Letterkenny, with people being directed to Sligo or Ballykilly. Cameron Clark has more.
Laya Healthcare says it's partnering with Alliance Medical for its members' diagnostic imaging needs. Members can still access AFADIA centres for urgent care and diagnostics, but not on a direct settlement basis. This means they will have to pay up front, then claim back in accordance with their scheme and level of cover. The statement says members based in Letterkenny can access routine MRI scans on a direct settlement basis at Kingsbridge Private Hospital in Ballykelly, County Derry, and Alliance Medical at the Kingsbridge Private Hospital in Sligo. Members are being encouraged to check their cover through their personal and secure member area.
Gardaí are investigating an alleged assault that occurred in the early hours of Saturday morning at Main Street Convoy. At around 24 minutes past midnight, a male youth was assaulted by another male. Following the incident, the victim attended Letterkenny University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí are urging anyone who witnessed the incident or who has dashcam footage to come forward. They are also investigating the theft of a lifebuoy from the Donegal Bay water bus in the early hours of Sunday morning last. The lifebuoy was found discarded the following day in a nearby car park, and it is still fit for use. On today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh issued this appeal for information.
One very difficult to comprehend. In the early hours of Sunday morning, the 1st of December, so the weekend before last, the Saturday night, Sunday morning, between 1:15 a.m, a male person got onto the water bus, Greg, and he removed a lifebuoy. This male person exited the water bus with the lifebuoy. We have saw a good description of the male person, wearing a white, light-coloured shirt, navy body warmer, blue jeans and brown shoes. Brown hair and possibly age in his late 20s, early 30s. Thankfully, the lifebuoy was discarded the following day, and is still fit for use. We are anxious to progress this investigation, obviously, and we appeal to anybody who may have travelled in the area of Quay Street or within the car parks in the area at the time to contact Gardaí at Ballyshannon. Again, 071-985-30. It's a going fairly distinctive description there. Again, male person, late 20s, early 30s, light, wearing a white light-coloured shirt, navy body warmer, blue jeans and brown shoes. Again, we're hoping that we might refresh somebody's memory with the description there.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 5:15. Oisín has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Kitty. We start with football. Liverpool can strengthen their position at the top of the table in the Champions League initial phase this evening. They're away at Girona, with Alisson set to make his return in goal, having recovered from injury. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says Kevin Kelleher performed well during his stint between the posts.
If you can play with Alisson, that has been so outstanding for this club for so many years and for the Brazil national team, that is definitely nice to have him back and to have him available. But if you then look at how his replacement did, it's not going to be easy to do it even better. So we expect definitely the same, and maybe on margins a bit better. But Cuiv did also so well that we can say that we have two very good goalkeepers.
Kickoff is at 5:45, while at the same time Celtic are away to Dynamo Zagreb, with the Scottish champions bidding for a first away win in the Champions League in 7 years. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers says they have what it takes to enjoy victory in Croatia this evening.
To win away from home, because you know what it means to supporters as well as the points, an away win at any level, but in particular in the Champions League, is it's a difficult challenge, but it's one that gives a real good feeling. So for us, yeah, it's the next step.
And there's an 8 o'clock start for Aston Villa's meeting of RB Leipzig, and that is taking place in Germany. To Gaelic Games, senior county board officials from each county are to attend an urgent meeting this evening called by the GAA to discuss the Revenue Commissioner's risk review of all counties. It comes amid growing concerns about the potential tax liabilities that county boards around the country are now facing. Last week, Mayo County Board confirmed they would not be signing off on their 2024 accounts, and the Galway County Board have also not signed off on their accounts either. Donegal GAA have already signed off on this year's accounts ahead of tomorrow's county convention, which has been hosted by the Pettigo Club. Donegal's team costs for football and hurling were up €600,000 to €1.8 million this year. But overall income was also up €875,000 from last year, which is the books for 2024, and a surplus of nearly €102,000. Now, in last night's DL debate, Brendan Devaney was joined by Donegal manager Jim McGuinness as they reflected on the past year and looked forward to 2025 under the new rules. The squad has also been bulked up with Michael Murphy, Owen McFadden-Ferry, Owen McGettigan, Owen McHugh and Finbar Rorty back in the group. All players and managers now have to deal with the implementation of the new rules. The Donegal boss feels it could be the latter rounds of the league before we have a clearer picture on how the game will be played.
When teams are well organised and well prepared and you're standing on the sideline, there's a sense of control, and I'm not sure how much of that we're going to see next year, which will be interesting. Is there a way that there's a predictable pattern? And it seems very far off at the moment, which means that we're looking at high intensity, high octane, it's like anything in life. When you're going in to do something for the first time and you've never done it before, there's going to be a learning process, so it might actually end up looking more messy than not in the first couple of months, until people sort of start getting their head around, right, that's not working, we can't do that, we have to put this in place, we have to put that in place before. So I would imagine you'd be talking about, round six or round seven of the league before you see anything what the game is going to look like in the future being reflected across maybe a number of counties.
That was Jim McGuinness on last night's DL debate, and the full show is now available to listen back to in the playback and sports sections of our website, highlandradio.com. In swimming, Aileen Walsh broke two Irish records as she booked World Aquatics Swimming Championship semi-final and final places today. The Temple Oak swimmer broke her own 200-metre individual medley record with a time of 2 minutes, 6.50 seconds. Earlier, Walsh also advanced to the 50-metre butterfly semi-finals after chipping her 25.90 down to 25.65. Danielle Hill missed out in the 100-metre backstroke semi-finals, while John Short set a new Irish junior record of 51.21 in the 100-metre backstroke. Finally, in snooker, Antrim native Jordan Brown has been beaten in the first round of the Scottish Open. He lost 4-0 to England's Jack Lewowski in Edinburgh this afternoon. That's your sport for today, Kitty. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. Police in Derry made 2 arrests for driving-related offences in the city last night. Officers were on patrol at 9 o'clock when they were alerted to a vehicle. It was observed again in the city centre area, and officers signalled for the driver to stop. A roadside drugs test was conducted, leading to the male driver being arrested on suspicion of driving when unfit through drink or drug. He was later released on bail to allow for further police inquiries. Later, officers arrested a male in the area of Strand Road at 11:15 on suspicion of offences including driving with excess alcohol and breath and driving while disqualified. He remains in custody at this time. Skull Isagin in Buncrana have been given permission to proceed to construction with its new school building by the Department of Education. The project will involve the demolition of the existing Sacred Heart and St. Columbus school buildings, the relocation and removal of temporary buildings, and the construction of a new 2-storey 25-classroom primary school incorporating 8 classrooms for special needs. The new building of 6,335 square metres will be constructed in 2 phases. The third phase will involve the construction of 3 hardball courts, car parking and associated site works. Repairs to a burst water main may cause supply disruptions to Creve Smith, Creve, Rockhill, Bomini, Routon, Ballyconley, Foxhall, Conwell, Tullygay and surrounding areas. A traffic management plan will be in place for the duration of the works, and they are scheduled to take place until 7 o'clock this evening. It is recommended that those affected allow 3 to 4 hours after the estimated restoration time for supply to fully return. The Columkill Trail, a 7-kilometre walk which begins in Milford and runs along the shore of Loch Columkill, has been closed to the public due to fallen trees. Milford and District Resource Centre says it's hoped to have it open again in the coming days. Meanwhile, a number of homes and businesses are still without power, with a number in Buncrana and Milford possibly having to wait until Thursday to be restored. 2 other outages today in Ballyrain, Letterkenny and Stranorlar were resolved early afternoon. Tributes have been paid at the Stormont Assembly to mark the 40th anniversary of Nexus, which supports people impacted by sexual abuse and abusive relationships in Northern Ireland. It started in 1984 in Belfast as a volunteer-led organisation supporting women who had experienced rape and incest, and has now become a regional multifaceted organisation providing services to anyone aged 8 plus impacted by sexual abuse and abusive relationships. Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin says given the high numbers of women who've experienced domestic or sexual abuse, either directly or indirectly, the organisation's work is more important than ever.
Last month I had the privilege of attending the 40th anniversary celebration in the Nexus office in Derry, and the Chief Executive Joanne took us down memory lane, and it was remarkable how much has changed, but also how much hasn't changed and how much work still remains to be done. The Nexus team are dedicated and are to the fore helping those impacted with sexual abuse. Its services are vitally important, and as others have said, it's a lifeline, and they're needed now more than ever. We know that violence against women and girls can take place and take place through many forms. It can range from misogynistic attitudes in the workplace to sexual and domestic abuse at home. As a recent report from Ulster University found, 98% of women in Northern Ireland have experienced at least one form of violence or abuse in their lifetime. That's a remarkable statistic there. And I'm sure that every member of this chamber knows someone who has been a victim of domestic and sexual abuse.
People are being asked to shop local this Christmas. ISME, which represents small businesses, says it's hugely important people support the traders in their local towns and villages. It says if everyone can divert even some of what they'll spend this Christmas to local bricks and mortar businesses, it will help sustain jobs and keep the local area alive. ISME's Neil McDonald says for every €1 spent locally, it could generate up to €4 in the community.
The multiplier effect is variable, of course. If you go into a local store and you buy something that's imported, you know, there is a chunk of money leaving the state. However, if you buy it on a locally produced good, or if you purchase a meal, or if you stay in a hotel, the multiplier effect is that much larger because you're spending your money locally and domestically.
Four additional Garda members are joining the Donegal Division. A graduation ceremony is due to take place at the Garda College in Templemore on Friday, with three of the graduates being deployed in Letterkenny and one in Buncrana. The cold weather is set to ramp up tonight. Met Éireann has issued a status yellow low temperature warning for 19 counties, including Donegal. The alert takes effect at 8 o'clock tonight and will continue until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. A 26-year-old man has been charged with the murder of the CEO of Optum's parent company in New York last week. United Healthcare boss Brian Thompson, a frequent visitor to the company's Letterkenny facility, was shot dead while attending a conference in Manhattan on Wednesday. The suspect was detained in Pennsylvania following a tip-off from a McDonald's employee. A group campaigning to ban greyhound racing in Ireland is calling on a new government to cut the sport's state funding. It comes as New Zealand becomes the latest country to announce plans to completely ban the sport. The government there has said there's an unacceptably high level of dogs being injured or dying from the events. Nuala Donlan, spokesperson for Greyhound Action Ireland, says the sport can't survive without state funding.
The greyhound industry gets up to €20 million every year from the public purse in this country. And they have admitted themselves they couldn't continue without this money. So it's a case of, does our elected representative want to continue giving taxpayers money to an activity that has practically no public support in Ireland? Last year, greyhound tracks around this country were 70 to 91% empty.
And now for the weather. It will be cold and dry this evening with a few clear spells and some mist and fog patches. Dry and cold tonight with widespread sharp frost and icy stretches. Lows of -4 to 0 degrees. And all Donegal winter maintenance designated gridding routes will be gridded from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. To conclude this evening's bulletin, a woman has been arrested on suspicion of murder in connection with the disappearance of Kyron Dernan. The 8-year-old is missing, presumed dead. The results of the National Inpatient Experience Survey 2024 have been launched today. 79% of survey participants who were admitted to LUH said they had a good to very good experience in the hospital. The Social Democrats have suspended newly elected TD Owen Hayes after he admitted to giving incorrect information about when he divested shares he had in a company that supplies software to the Israeli military. And there have been calls for immediate government action to tackle the mental health crisis in the travelling community. Members held a protest outside Leinster House this afternoon to coincide with International Human Rights Day. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, December 10th. The death has taken place of Ewan Campbell, Englewood, New Jersey, formerly of Beechwood Avenue, Letterkenny. Reposing at Kugler Funeral Home, 311 5th Street, Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Funeral service and visiting hours for family and friends will be on Friday, with viewing from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock local time at Kugler Funeral Home. Cremation will be private to family members and close friends only. Donations, if desired, can be made in support of the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has occurred of Jacqueline Hannigan, Nee Ryan, Corgary Ballybuffet, reposing at her late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving her late residence on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. The house is strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Rose Kelly, Nee Connolly, Loch McCrory, Oxtown, Oma. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Roisin Coyle's residence, 40 Culmore Gardens, Brookmount Road, Oma. Removal from there tomorrow morning for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Killyclougher. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Patrick Gillespie, Tullyarvan, Buncrana. Remains reposing at his residence. Leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on Church Services TV. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations to Ardaveen, Carndonna, care of any family member or Porter funeral directors. The death has occurred of Eddie McDade, Glebe, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Comiskey funeral directors. Family time only, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Church Services TV. And the death has taken place of Eugene Dodger Gamble Castlefin, reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castlefin, at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.